Tango Tango Papa 1960, April 8, 2016.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from someplace called Wamsutter, Wyoming. So it's been a bit, I don't know, number of days since the last podcast. Let me actually look and see. 3/31. Yep, so it's been about 8 days, I suppose, so a little over a week since the last podcast. For some reason, it seems longer than that. I've been pretty busy. Right now, I'm actually on my way to California. I've got three drop load that... The first drop is in Santa Cruz on Monday, early Monday morning, and then later in the morning over in Oakland. And then the final drop is the next day, Tuesday the 12th, in Milpitas. I guess that's how it's pronounced. And so those are all kind of roughly in the Bay Area, or near the Bay Area of California, if not in it. So that's kind of what's been going on, and I've been same old type of stuff. That's what I've been doing. Nothing really out of the ordinary at all. So I don't live really a very exciting life. It just kind of keeps going on the way it goes on. So, and I don't believe unless I've missed something, I haven't received any new audio feedback. But I did get an email. So go ahead and read that right now. So this is from OC. Hello, Tom. It has been a while, but I started listening again. My Overcast, that's a podcast aggregator, has a speed adjust so I can listen to more podcasts now. I asked about this prior, but I don't believe I got an answer or listened to your response. What are the most common ways to be paid as a trucker? I assume mileage, straight wage, hourly, by the load, by the mile. But don't really know. What are the advantages and disadvantages of each? What do you plan to do after retiring? That seems to be the most important thing to prepare for. I have about 20 months left to work, and all I hear is having something to do or you will go nuts. May God keep you safe. And that's OC, from OC. So thank you, OC. So I would say probably at least... with what I'm familiar with, the most common way is to be paid, like for the job that I do, I'm paid by the mile. And so each trip, they have a mileage that comes across with the trip information. And so that's what it pays. And then if there's additional stops, then they pay so much for each additional stop. And if you've got a lot of additional stops, then that can begin to go up a little bit. If it gets past a certain threshold of additional stops. So that's how I'm paid. I'm paid by the mile. And that includes deadheading. If deadhead miles from one point to the next, or loaded miles. You know, so I'm paid the same. So I'm, last time I checked, I'm getting about 52 cents a mile. But you know, now if owner operators are typically paid also by the mile, but those loads, the rate per mile can vary, and so they can, you know, that can vary considerably. And so then it's with, you know, depending on the type of owner operator it is, they have to make a decision as to whether it's worthwhile for them to do that or not. Now, in some cases, if they're an owner operator with a company, they really can't turn down anything. So you have different ways of doing it. So, like an owner operator with a lot of companies, they're paid a certain rate per mile, and that rate doesn't vary, you know, with the loads. So there's, but I'd say probably most common, at least for driving over the road, is to be paid by the mile, so much a mile. Now, you'd get into hourly rate, kind of hourly rates, if someone's, you know, usually those are local type jobs where people are paid by the hour. And let's say someone is delivering freight locally all the time. They're paid, typically they can be paid by the hour. And then if they have overtime, they may or may not be paid overtime. It kind of depends, because there are some overtime exemptions for certain types of situations. But local trucks, if you see local trucks, they're typically more likely to be paid by the mile. So, or I'm sorry, by the hour. So, you know, it, I don't know if there's necessarily an advantage one way or the other. You know, over the road, as I've often said, has to be looked at as sort of a lifestyle. And of course, the downside with over the road is that you are wherever that truck is, and so you're going to be wherever it is regardless, even if you're taking your time off or whatever, you stop for a break. Well, you're with that truck. Like right now, I'm in out in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming, and that's where I'm taking my break at. And when I stop tomorrow night, it'll be probably, I'm thinking, you know, depending, you know, if it works right, I'll be stopping at a place called Mill City, Nevada, which that's really kind of out in the middle of nowhere again. And so I am where the truck is, and you know, if I was paid by the mile or by the hour, you know, it would still, you know, it probably, I don't know what it would break down to, probably not very much per hour. But at the end of the day, it the loads, everything has to work. The loads have to pay for the wages, and the wages have to be, you know, it just works out so that the wages have to be whatever they are, in such a way that the company is able to make a little bit of a profit, and it has to be sustainable. Because if you get things that you know, like for example, you know, none of us really like it. I don't like the idea, but of course, the Ford company is building plants in Mexico. And the reason they're doing it is because of the automotive labor unions. And the labor unions have really, you know, almost priced themselves out of the market over the years. And it's gotten to the point where the company just has thrown up its hands and it says, we don't care anymore. We don't care about the bad publicity. We'll just move a lot of our operations to Mexico, and just we won't have to deal with these labor unions anymore. And you know, I'm not a big fan of labor unions, for various reasons. You know, I kind of prefer the type of job that I have, where it's up to me to perform. And they, you know, it's at will. I can quit at any time, and at the same time, the company can fire me at any time. But as long as I kind of get along, and I'm doing my job, and as long as they're kind of holding up the end of their bargain, which they do a pretty good job of that, then it's sort of an at will situation, and that's the kind of a situation that I'm pretty much happy with, and I don't have to worry about some labor union kind of holding, you know, sort of the, you know, a sword of Damocles over my neck, because that's another part of, you know, you get a labor union, that's another part of it where the labor union demands that you have to pay them their dues, and then they spend those dues typically supporting, you know, far left-wing horrible politicians, you know, trying to get those people elected. So I really don't want any part of that. Somebody wants to do that, fine, go for it. But at one time the Teamsters Union kind of had a stranglehold on a lot of the trucking business, but that's pretty much in the past. You know, the trucking got, I guess, in probably the late 70s, early 80s, trucking was deregulated. Because it was heavily regulated before, and there was a lot of deregulation that went on, and that kind of enabled a lot of non-union trucking companies to kind of move in, especially with the over-the-road stuff, and to some extent with the local delivery stuff, and there have been a number of union trucking companies that you know, where the labor union basically broke the company because they demanded more than what the market would bear, and the companies just typically they end up kind of just going out of business. They can't make any money. They get bought up and. You know, they kind of disappear, and I can name a number of companies that years and years ago you'd see their trucks constantly. You know, you used to see PIE, I believe that was a union company. Consolidated Freightways was another one. CF, you don't see those anymore. Let's see what else. Some of the ones, Roadway, Yellow, they're still in business as one company now, but you don't see them very often either. They've kind of gone mostly by the wayside. So there's been a lot of those companies that the unions kind of caused the thing to just collapse. And I don't know. Labor unions attract certain types of people. I'm not one of them. I tend to, you know, I have a bad taste in my mouth for labor unions. I've been around them a couple of times, and I would rather not work in a workplace where there's a labor union, because it's just, you know, it's kind of asking for trouble, you know. So, but what am I planning on doing for retiring? Well, I'm 61 now, turned 61 a few days ago. And so I'm 61 now. My retirement age, where I can, if Social Security is still there, retirement age is 66 plus 2 months. So that's about 5 years and 2 months from now, basically. I'm 61 now. I'll be 66 in 5 years. So that's about 5 years plus 2 months. So I don't know what I'm planning on doing at this time. For the past few years, I've been really, you know, I've been paying extra on my house payment. And I'm getting down to the point now where if everything goes properly, I'll pay it off in probably by, you know, in August, it's going to be paid for. And that, you know, put that out of its misery. I have some other debt, and I'm going to, at that point, concentrate on that and put that out of its misery. And then after that, my plan is to, at that point, continue. Obviously, I'll be continuing working and take that money that I used to get rid of the debt and save it. You know, because I've got some other money saved, obviously, with 401ks and what have you. But save that, you know, just continue to begin to save that money that I've been paying, you know, using to pay debt with, and until I get to the retirement, the age where I can retire, 66 plus 2 months, I can retire and get the full, you know, the full Social Security benefit and continue to work if I want to. Now, of course, if you earn more than, I think it's $15,000, then that becomes taxable. But at that point, I think at this point, I'm thinking if Social Security is still there, that it might, I might go ahead and retire at that point, because I'll have some money saved, plus be out of debt. And but even at that, I'm not going to just sit around and watch television. I think that that's a bad idea. But, you know, I have other things that I can do in order to make money, or make a little bit on the side, and, you know, kind of keep myself busy with. And I think it's a good thing to kind of have some variety going on. It's not really great to, you know, it's kind of like if you eat in the same restaurant all the time, or you eat the same food all the time, you quickly end up kind of losing, you lose something. You, well, with food in particular, you sort of end up, if you eat the same food all the time, even if it's really good food, you end up with diet fatigue. And so it's better, you're going to have a much better experience if you just, if you have something that you enjoy, but you don't do it very often, or you limit it. You sort of figure out what is the frequency, you know, where I really enjoy it, but if I do it too much more than that, then I'm going to quickly not enjoy it. Kind of figure that out, and but you know, it's I think it's good to have a little variety. So at that point, I'm going to continue doing something. May not continue this, but driving in the truck over the road. But as I say, there are other things that I can do to make, you know, kind of keep myself occupied, keep myself busy. You know, people a lot of times will have this nebulous idea that they're going to, when they retire, they're going to travel. Well, I've traveled and traveled and traveled, and while that can be fun occasionally to, you know, go somewhere and stay in the motel or whatever it is, you know, and kind of play tourist a little bit, that can be, you know, once in a great while, that can be fun. But doing that all the time, I think I would really get bored with that pretty quickly or get tired of it. and plus, I've seen the, you know, I haven't been much of a tourist, but I've seen most of the country. You know, I've been in 48 states plus a couple of Canadian provinces. Let's see, probably three Canadian provinces. And so I've seen a good chunk of the country. But, you know, so I kind of know what it looks like and know what to expect, at least, you know, kind of driving through it. So, you know, the traveling thing, you know, like I say, a little bit is fine, but too much is, you know, again, I think that would be kind of counterproductive. So but at this point, I'm kind of playing it by ear. Get out of debt, save more money, and then sort of see what happens. And as I say, I've got some other I think there are ways of, you know, things that I can do on the internet, because I do, even right now, I'm writing a few articles here and there that I'm paid for. You know, whenever I post post something to geeknewscentral.com, for example, I make a few dollars for each post. And that's you know, I'm obviously not going to live on that, but at the same time, there are other opportunities besides that to kind of keep myself somewhat busy with. There are other opportunities, you know, if I wasn't, you know, because driving the truck over the road right now, that does take most of my time. You know, it takes up a huge chunk of my time, and I just don't, oftentimes I just don't, you know, it's all about motivation, and I just don't have time to do the other things that I might want to do otherwise. So, I don't know, but I'm kind of playing it by ear. I could work past, there's no reason at this point, unless my health goes south, there's really no reason why I couldn't continue to work. My company has plenty of drivers that are over the age of 70 that are still driving over the road every day. Now, do I want to continue to do that? I don't know. I think I would like maybe a change, and maybe age 66 plus 2 months would be a good jumping off point as possible. So I don't know. But just have to kind of wait and see, you know, kind of what transpires, you know, and if the Social Security is still here. So, but as I say, you know, lately there hasn't been a whole lot going on, just basically the same old stuff. I did get an update for my phone. Of course, I still have the Galaxy Note 4, and Sprint sent the update for the Marshmallow, Android Marshmallow, And so I went ahead and took a chance and went ahead and installed it. And so far, it actually seems to have improved the performance of the phone slightly, as it, you know, over the prior version. It actually does seem to have improved the performance overall. And it's also, it's kind of interesting because of this Marshmallow, they've added some automatic sort of battery saving features. Now, I don't know if Marshmallow did that. I think it's probably part of that, but it could have been Samsung as well. But they've added some battery saving things so that, you know, there are a lot of different applications that want to check and send notifications. And so what this did, after 3 days after I installed it, the thing popped up and it said, hey, we've noticed that you haven't used these applications within 3 days, and we think we should turn these off. You know, we want to turn the notifications off to help save battery. Is that okay? Well, yeah, it was, actually. As it turns out, that I'm only using just a few of the applications on a consistent basis every day. And then there's other ones that I really want to have in there. I like having them in there. And I actually did go through, after I installed Marshmallow update, I actually did go through and get rid of some applications that I just, you know, I'm not using. And so there's really no point in having them even taking the space up on the phone. So I did get rid of a few, but there's others that's, you know, I just want on there, and I might use them occasionally. And but there's no point in having all of them that want to use the you know, have the ability to check home with the server and then send notifications, because, you know, a lot of those notifications are worthless because it's not going to induce me to open the application. So those are sort of turned off now, and that helped to improve the battery life. And I'm already pretty happy with the battery life on the Note 4. So if, you know, whenever the Note 6 comes out in a few months, the only thing that could really maybe induce me to upgrade to the Note 6 would be, because I really don't want to give up the replaceable battery in the Note 4, the only thing that could really induce me to go for a Note 6 would be if there's increased performance on the part of the CPU. You know, because more performance is always better. Now, I'm pretty much happy with the Note 4, with the exception, there's this TransFlow app that I use in order to take pictures of my paperwork and send, you know, it sends it to my company. And, you know, that way there's nothing that has to be mailed, or I don't even have to go into the truck stop to use the TransFlow scanners. It just ends up getting sent right directly from my phone, from the TransFlow app. The TransFlow app takes a picture, converts it into a kind of a scanned document, and it adds it into a PDF file, and it sends the PDF to my company. Well, that process is fairly quick, but at the same time, it takes a few seconds for the, you know, to process those images. Each time I take a picture, then it has to convert it into a PDF, and then I have to approve it, or maybe, you know, it gives me the opportunity to lighten it or darken it, you know, to kind of make it look better if I want, if it's, you know, whatever default it's picked isn't quite right. It gives me the opportunity to, you know, to have to approve it. And so that's kind of time consuming, or, you know, the most time consuming part of it. It's not really super time consuming. And there's a definite performance advantage, you know, because I first started using the TransFlow app with, when I had the Galaxy S3, and it was a much slower process with the S3. It was much faster with the Note 3, and it was even, you know, it's even faster with the Note 4. So if the Note 6 has an even faster processor, that might be one reason to go ahead and get the Note 6. So we'll see. But that's a few months away before they release the Note 6. But so I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. But that's the only thing that's really gone on in the past few days. I just, you know, it's the same old, same old. I never... somehow I managed to avoid the drama that, you know, I've managed to structure my life in such a way that I avoid the drama that a lot of people go through, and don't really care for drama as far as the drama that people typically seem to have in their day-to-day existence. It's really rather absurd. You don't need to do that, you know. If you've got that kind of drama going on in your life, you're doing something wrong. You know, and most of the drama, it really revolves around, it's not necessarily, well, you know, this person's sick or this person dies or this person's not getting along with me or whatever. Well, how are the drama revolves around, how are you reacting to it? You know, your reaction really sets the stage for everything. And if you're reacting wrongly, then not only, you know, that's how the drama kind of takes over. And, you know, I really believe that ends up attracting more, you know, so you really don't need that. You know, and sometimes things happen, but the one thing that you do have control over is your own reaction to it. So, anyway, but I just, I don't have a whole lot of time this evening. I just wanted to go ahead and make a podcast. I didn't want too much time to elapse between podcasts. So I think I'm going to go ahead and bring this one to a close. Hope everyone is having I hope you have a great weekend. Today was, what it was today? Was today Saturday? Boy, all these days run together. Today was Friday, actually. So hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.